It can be difficult for people who are homeless to access medical care, especially if they have a substance use or mental health disorder. Organizations such as Project Home in Philadelphia are operating street medicine teams, professionals who deliver health care outside the four walls of a clinic, hospital, or office. New state and federal changes to health insurance codes now allow these programs to be reimbursed for their work. WHYY's Nicole Leonard went out with the team in Kensington and filed this report.
We're in a car traveling down a side street near Kensington Avenue when Kara Cohen suddenly sticks half her body out the passenger side window and starts yelling.
You! Buddy!
She's trying to grab the attention of a man walking by on the sidewalk. Sam Santiago is driving the car. He pulls over and Cohen jumps out.
I heard you're back at the place. I was so happy.
Cohen is a nurse practitioner with Project Home's street medicine team. She spends a lot of time driving around the neighborhood to meet her patients on sidewalks and street corners, in parking lots, and under bridges. Here she delivers medical care and treatment for injuries, illnesses, and chronic diseases. Her patients often have complex needs, including mental health issues and addiction.
I'm going to just put some maybe A and D on it and clean it up.
Cohen sits on a stool right next to the car. She uses the open passenger door as a makeshift privacy curtain. The man she's treating has been her patient for a couple months now. Cohen unwraps some gauze on his hand to check on a healing wound.
Does it hurt, sweetie, or no?
Wounds are a common issue for people living on the street. Cohen says there's also a real gap in primary care services, which is what her street medicine team focuses on, for people who won't make it to brick-and-mortar clinics. New state and federal coding laws now recognize street locations as legitimate environments where medical services are delivered. It means providers can bill insurance programs for this care.
When your point of service happens to be an encampment where somebody lives or a shelter where somebody lives, you know, we could never bill for that in the past.
That's Dr. Jeffrey Martin, who chairs the Department of Family and Community Medicine at Penn Medicine Lancaster General Health. There, a street medicine program is primarily run by medical residents. Martin says for the most part, they've had to rely on system funding, grants, and private donations to hire staff and cover medical supplies used on the street. So the coding update is welcome news. But in order to actually bill and get reimbursed for services, Martin says health workers will need to enroll their patients in insurance programs like Medicaid. And that could be a potential barrier.
That first goal is going to be establishing relationships and let them know that, hey, this is a group of people that are going to be coming out on a regular basis. And, you know, we care about your health care. At some point, as that trust is, I think, better developed, they may feel more comfortable giving their information in order to enroll into Medicaid.
There's also limitations on which health providers will be able to bill for services. While Pennsylvania lists doctors and advanced practice nurses as eligible, registered nurses are not individually included. Julie Dees hopes that will eventually change. She helps oversee the street medicine program at the Family Service Association of Bucks County, which is staffed by registered nurses and social workers.
We're doing the same work as the ones that do have a physician, and we're having the same outcomes. So that's really my frustration with it. I'm excited because it's a step in the right direction, but there's a whole lot to do to improve it.
Back in the Philadelphia neighborhood of Kensington, Kara Cohen and Sam Santiago continue to drive around, looking for the familiar faces of their patients. Along the way, we pass by a young woman who is slumped over against a building. Her face is bloated and complexion gray. Santiago sees her first.
You okay?
Oh, okay.
An ambulance. Hang on a second, honey.
Cohen quickly checks the woman's breathing and heart rate and calls for an ambulance. About 15 minutes later, paramedics are placing the woman on a gurney and taking her to a nearby hospital. Cohen suspects the woman might have a cardiac problem, maybe heart failure. She texts a friend who works in the emergency room at the nearby hospital to give them a heads up about her new patient and hopes she gets an update later.
It's just absolutely heart-wrenching to see some folks that are just, you know, really trying to survive, and it's like a battle. And that's, sometimes I kind of feel like we're doing, like, we are working in battle, and we're like just on the front lines, you know, in a war. And that's what it feels like sometimes. And like, I go home and it like, it sits with me, and I think about all of our folks, and it's hard. It's really hard.
She says the new coding and reimbursements should help ease some of the burden, at least financially. As for the emotional and psychological toll, Cohen says the small individual wins help. They remind her that there's still a lot of opportunities ahead for street medicine to grow and help even more people. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.